Live in the studio, Michael Weston King and Lou Dalgleish. Together, my darling Clementine. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Paul.
There's no heart in this heartache. There's no tear in this beer. Since you left with another, I always find myself here. At this table by the window, where I should sit and cry. There's no ache in this heartache, there's only good in goodbye. There's no heart in this heartache, there's no tear in this beer. Since you left with another, I always find myself here. At this table by the window, where I should sit and cry. There's no ache in this heartache, there's only good in goodbye.
Come on, tell me you shed a few tears. Come on, tell me you wished I'd come back. No. Don't be so strong, something must have been broken. I know that smile on your face is an act.
There's no heart in this heart. There's no tear in this beer. Since you left with another, I always find myself here. At this table by the window, where I should sit and cry. There's no ache in this heartache, there's only good in goodbye. There's no heart in this heart. There's only good in goodbye.
We've been together for, well, it seems like forever and ever.
Thank you, darling.
Too long. But actually, I think it's been this My Darling Clementine has been for a couple of years.
Okay.
Before that, we were separate in the good old days.
Down in Guadalajara, there's a man behind the bar who understands his pain. He will pour his heart out, they will pour the drink, so he's drunk again. Luisa up and left him, took the children when she could no longer take the life. Tonight they leave for Juarez, and he wonders if he'll ever see his wife. Another show to go, then the breakdown, and finally another town. Last night they lost the money when somebody went and shot the ticket booth down. Through the streets of the barrios, he watches the young boys run with their knives. No wonder she left him, this is no place for the children or a wife.
But as the spotlight hits the ring, and the crowd begins to call, it's the greatest of a feeling that lets this.
His palm, he's the king of the carnival, and he can come to no harm. He can come to no harm.
Down in Juan Raposo, where the bars never close, he can hear them play. He dreams that he's beside her, walking right behind her as he watches her sway.
Through the only way he'll see her in dreams till he can find a better life.
He's not the only man who can show her the very worst of times. And no matter how much you hurt me, I'll forever be blue. And if you're going to leave me, girl, you can't stop me waiting for you. One day we'll lay this burden down and we'll move across the river, and you will be my only world.
You will be my only world.
You will be my only world. You will be my only world.
Well, when we said about My Darling, Darling Clementine, it was very much with those kind of classic country duets in mind, you know, George and Tammy, Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner. Uh-huh. And not that we wish to emulate George and Tammy's marriage, even though sometimes it does go that way.
I'll put my hair back behind my ears, out of my eyes, I won't leave a strand, and you can watch the running of my tears, and you can try to understand.
You sit on the bed just crying and I stand staring into space. Honey, it's not for the lack of trying, but I just cannot see your face. Running of your tears,
and I will try to understand. Yes, I will try to understand.
Steve Earle said there's only two forms of music, good music and or bad music, and, yeah. and that's all there is to it. So
there's a lot of country music that's very bad. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it depends, like Michael says, it's either good or it's bad, regardless of the genre. And we try and do the best we can.
What is good country music? Can you give an example?
In my definition of good country music, well, I suppose you start with Hank Williams and then follow that path through there, you know, through Johnny Cash and George Jones, Merle Haggard, great songwriters like Harlan Howard and Tom T. Hall, and but of course, as you know, there's modern artists working in a country area that are, but still, you know, but they're still rooted in that. People like Dale Watson, of course, you know, and nothing. It doesn't also have to be for us old in style to make it good. It still just has to be, you know. Decent songs, you know, as a young kid called John Fulbright who's writing great songs, you know, so it's, but you know, that, but the kind of mainstream country that's coming out of Nashville the last 10, 20 years is to me far removed from what was happening, you know, or certainly the country music that I like to listen to and like to play is very different from, you know, what Taylor Swift is doing or whoever else.
What about Slate Cleese or, Towns Van Zandt?
Well, yeah, I mean, Towns was somebody I knew personally and did a lot of shows with, so I was brought up on Towns, but also got to know him, you know. But so people like Towns and Guy Clark and John Prine, those sort of classic American folk country singer songwriters, been a huge influence on me. Not so much with the Clementine project, but certainly with my solo work, you know. So, but oh no, they were hugely important. And then obviously people like Slade and Rod Picott, a lot of those singer songwriters I've done many shows with over the years as well. So there are some great, and a lot of them find a home here in Holland. Yeah. Maybe more so than in a lot of other countries around Europe, because
it's
there's a
called Americana now, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, even though we're trying to do something which we're calling is sort of pure country, but you know, we're also branded Americana. We played the Americana Festival in Nashville last September, and so it's yeah, how do you define it? I don't know. Billy Bragg said it's Americana is country music for people who like the Smiths. Well, maybe that sums it up. I don't know.
All right.
I know it's over. Our race is run. You were once on my shoulder. Now you're past me and gone. Since you pulled away, I can't catch my breath. Someone fired the starting pistol and scared you half to death. Our race is run. It's over. We've had our day. That last ray of sunshine just clouded away. Since you went away, the nights have grown. Sleep in the darkest of rooms. Oh, my love, here where I dream of you. Oh, my love, how could you really think about leaving?
the tracks have my tears running straight line.
The taste of defeat is the bitter, sweetest kind. Our race is run.
Our race is run.
Our race is run.
Our race is run.
I know it's over.
Our race is run.
I know it's over.
Our race is run.
Well, there's a little mistake in that one, but it is live, so
it's good to,
let's keep it in. Keeps it real.
Good to keep the mistakes in.
Yeah.
Dalglish just sounds a bit Scottish, doesn't it?
It is a Scottish name. Okay. I have to admit that I'm not Scottish. The name, the adopted name, it comes from Scotland, yes. Yeah.
Is there a background in Scottish music and country? Or,
well,
does
certainly.
Does country go back to Scottish ballads or...?
There seems to be a certain link with country and the Celtic people, mm-hmm. whether that's Scottish or Irish or Welsh. There's a Celtic connection, I think, with country music.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot to do with because country music tends to tell a story, and I think that the stories are important.
Mm.
So maybe that's why, I don't know. But
okay.
It doesn't do me any harm being called Dalglish when we tour Scotland, that's for sure.
Well, I think also a lot of the Irish people and Scottish people who, you know, they probably say, well, we invented country music. You know, our generations, previous generations went to America and they were the founding fathers of the, yeah. you know, of the country. So wherever the music came from that became country music, it had its roots back in Scotland
Celts,
or in Ireland, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
And you're from, you were born and raised in Yorkshire, or where were you?
No,
That's probably the worst thing you could say to a man from Lancashire.
From Lancashire,
sorry about that.
Yeah. The other side of the border, the other side of the Pennines, yeah. No, I'm from a small town called Southport, which is near Liverpool.
Okay.
15 miles from Liverpool. So really, I grew up around Liverpool. And all my early musical experiences were going to see shows around Liverpool in the late 70s and early 80s. So that's kind of my home, really. But Lou and I both live in Birmingham now, right in the middle of England. Yeah.
And when did you buy a guitar?
When did I buy a guitar? Oh, boy. I had an Echo, E-K-O, maybe it was called Eco, but Echo six-string acoustic guitar when I was about 15.
Mm.
That was the first steel strung guitar I had, and they were cheap guitars, but they were really good.
Yeah.
So I suppose I've had a guitar since then, really. I only probably started playing properly when I was 17 or 18, trying to learn. And I've had various electric guitars over the years, but
I would say it's still trying to learn
to
play properly.
Right, yeah, that's absolutely, yeah.
But I'm his wife, I can say that.
You have a country guitar, Western guitar, or what's it called?
Well, I mean, a lot of country artists, I suppose, over the years. That's like the Gibson J200 is quite synonymous with country music, you know, and the big jumbo bodied, a bit like this that I've got. This is a Guild JF65, so this is like a big jumbo guitar.
Okay.
But then people like George Jones, they played Martin acoustic guitars all their lives, and I think Johnny Cash did for most of it as well, you know. So,
okay.
But I like something big that I can get hold of. And I like this guitar as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. There's Nashville on the line now for you.
yeah, that's right. It's a complaint coming in.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Een live optreden van My Darling Clementine. En dat zijn Michael Western King en Lou Dalglish. En zij brachten klassieke country duetten met een Engelse knipoog. Ze zien veel slechte country muziek uit Nashville komen. Wie niet. Maar Hank Williams Senior en George Jones, kom zoiets, blijven hun favorieten. Maar ook moderne artiesten als Slade Cleese en Townes Van Zandt kenden of kent Michael persoonlijk. Michael komt zelf uit Lancashire en vooral bij Liverpool heeft hij veel opgetreden. En noem hem vooral geen Yorkshire man, want daar heeft hij een hekel aan. Hij heeft verder een eco-gitaar, een hele grote, want hij houdt van grote dingen. En mooie muziek. Ik ook. Luister maar.